Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm John Hart. Ukrainian refugees are to have their welfare allowances cut within 3 months. A memo going before cabinet ministers today will propose that everyone under temporary protection will receive the same payment regardless of when they arrived in Ireland. There'll be a 12-week lead-in time to ensure notice is given to those affected. Taoiseach Simon Harris says this is about evaluating how the welfare and accommodation systems interact.
So firstly, we're not just reviewing payments, we're reviewing the entire kind of range of supports and how the state interacts. So for example, you have many people who have status in this country who are through the immigration system and who are still living in free state accommodation without making a contribution, for example. How do you best address that situation? When does the obligation in relation to social welfare end in terms of the process?
Meanwhile, in stricken Ukraine, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv to reiterate US support for the beleaguered country amid fighting intensifying in the eastern city of Kharkiv. The visit comes less than a month after US Congress approved a long-delayed aid package worth $60 billion, which will go towards the war effort for Ukraine. MP Kira Ruddick says they need those resources quickly.
Russia has gathered enough troops and resources to launch an attack. And of course, their target seems to be Kharkiv. We just keep calling to all our allies. We need the resources and we need them in the sufficient amount.
And further home news this morning, and small businesses are set to benefit from new financial supports. Many SMEs, particularly in retail and hospitality, have argued that recent government measures to improve paying conditions for workers actually cost too much and put their business under strain. A new grant system is set to be approved by cabinet ministers today. Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke says he is listening and wants to help protect jobs.
Obviously, we have to be very honest about what I can do, but also we're looking towards the next budget as well to give further assistance. So we will work with them. We want to really protect that 2.7 million people employed in our economy. You know, up 100,000 last year, we never can take that for granted. Those are important, valuable jobs, and we really work to hold on to them.
Elsewhere, last night, a 23-year-old man appeared in court charged in connection with the death of another man in County Kildare over the weekend. A 39-year-old died from stab wounds after an incident at a house in Sallins Park in Sallins in the early hours of Sunday last night. A man appeared before Naas District Court. He was formally charged in connection with the other man's death. A woman assaulted in County Louth earlier this month has died. Pat Muckian, amongst three women, attacked at a house in the Glenwood Estate in Dundalk on Friday, May 3rd. She was aged in her 80s and was transferred from Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital to Beaumont in Dublin, where she died. 47-year-old Nicholas Muckian, with an address at Glenwood in Dundalk, was brought before the courts last week, charged with 3 counts of assault causing harm. Elsewhere today, and the Dublin shop that sold Saturday's winning lotto jackpot ticket has been unveiled as a Eurospar in Fairview, with the winner picking up a cool 3.7 million euros. And less than a week after its installation, the portal in Dublin city centre is undergoing changes to prevent inappropriate behaviour. Some people have been flashing, twerking and holding up footage of 9/11 while interacting with the 24/7 live stream to New Yorkers who've been left unimpressed with the behaviour of some Irish people. Dublin City Council says while it can't control all of the bad behaviour on North Earl Street, it's putting in technical solutions to try and tackle the problem. Sport is next.
Poke it out, Zoe!
Should you really be doing this in the garden?
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I know, right? The power on her. When I tell her coach, he'll definitely start her on Sunday.
In the garden.
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I'll call Allianz.
With Allianz Home Insurance, broken glass is covered as standard. Save 10% when you buy online at allianz.ie. You write it, we underwrite it. Allianz. Allianz PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Standard acceptance criteria, policy conditions and minimum premium supply.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
Soccer, following a dramatic 3-3 draw, Aston Villa came from 3-1 down to secure a crucial point in their bid to secure Champions League football for the first time in over 40 years last night at the expense of Liverpool at Villa Park. Jurgen Klopp's final away game for the Reds. 20-year-old Colombian striker John Duran came off the bench, scoring two late goals for the villains. Unai Emery's side closing in on Europe's top club competition, probably at the expense of Tottenham Hotspur, who have to beat Manchester City tonight to keep alive their top four hopes. City, by their standards, need a win to go ahead of Arsenal at the top of the table, with just one round of fixtures left on Sunday. Kickoff in North London is at 8. In the domestic First Division last night, Longford Town were 2-1 winners over Treaty United. In Scotland, Rangers know only victory at home to Dundee will preserve the Scottish title race. There's 6 points adrift of leaders Celtic with 2 games to play. Kickoff 7:30. Kerry once again the Munster Minor Football Champions, having way too much for Cork last night at Porky Rin, winning 2-18 to 1-6. Should the weather hold up, Ireland will look to secure an historic T20 series victory over Pakistan. Both sides tied 1-1 in their 3-test series. And after a rest day, the Giro d'Italia resuming with the daunting climb up the Bocca della Selva. The man in pink, the leader, Tadej Pogacar.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
There's been a delay from Junction 5 Bray North on the N11 until a breakdown on the M50 northbound this morning near Cherrywood. Also a broken down truck on the M50 on the unrapid Junction 11 Talla. Merrion Road inbound packed between Shrewsbury Road and the RDS. Traffic lights still out at the Ballymun Road and Santry Avenue Junction, and also separately in Cork Street at the RD Street Junction. Traffic, a long, long queue on the N25 near Lakeview roundabout in Middleton in County Cork. The South Link Road delays between the South Douglas Road and the Keys. The North City Link Road is very, very heavy as well. Limerick traffic impacted on the Dock Road, Ballysimon Road, and also on the Ross Bryan Road coming to a stop near Childers Road. Heavy in Galway, Barton and Drow towards the Mona Bay Road Junction.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Rain and drizzle in places, giving way to sunshine and showers. Some heavy with isolated thunderstorms in various areas. Light to moderate winds. Temperatures 13 to 18 degrees. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Yes, celebrity news is on the way. And yes, also the chance just before we finish to pick up 3,000 euros in cash. But thanks to our friends in... where am I going? I'm going over here. Thanks to our friends. Yes, what Lucy said to Colm. I'm just actually organising some stuff in my computer and I'm just
God,
winging
you want to
it.
Just get some fresh air?
Sorry, yeah.
Not a waffle. Thanks to our friends in Noix.
We are here with thanks to our friends in Noix.ie. Check them out on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook for all your great design ideas. To clap or not to clap?
That is the question. I am not a clapper.
I am not a clapper.
Well, you're saying you're
no,
not
I'm
a clapper.
No, I'm telling you now.
I'd like to interview Anne.
You can interview. I should just like to be interviewed after the last incident. But neither my dear wife nor none of my children are clappers. I won't have a clapper in the family. Becky...
Excuse me.
Hello.
Colin, sorry, I was taking a sip of my coffee there.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not saying that your children are clappers or Anne is a clapper. I'm saying you are. You're a clapper in
Don't
denial.
Don't you accuse me of being a clapper. I will not stand for clapping. I will not sit for clapping. I won't be there for clapping. I would turn around and smack somebody.
Oh, my God.
Who's clapping. But not you, Becky.
Oh, God.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
I admit I'm a clapper.
Yeah.
What?
I don't do it to celebrate a safe flight or because I'm drunk on an airplane. I do it because it annoys people like Colm.
Oh, Becky!
Becky!
I love it because I just started a little bit. I started.
Oh, no.
Just a teensy bit.
Oh, you're Becky.
And everybody else joins in. It's not my fault everybody else joins in.
Oh, Becky.
But I started to annoy people like Colm.
Oh.
This is Becky in Dublin.
Becky, Becky, Becky.
Becky, I will find you. I will find... God, if you were sitting behind me, Becky, on a flight, I swear to God.
I'd say you'd love Becky, in fairness. Very into friends.
Fairness, she listens to me.
Clapping is contagious.
Us. You.
Clapping is contagious.
Clapping is contagious.
Yeah.
Patricia said it started with Ryanair.
Morning, yes. Columnist again. It's Hello. Patricia here again.
Hello, Patricia.
Just to let you know, I remember being on a plane and when I first heard the clapping, it was Ryanair.
Mm. Yes.
With a recording clapping. And I think they started it, that they arrived on time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as we all know, they make the flights to be early, to you know, to schedule them, that they come up as if they're on time. But yeah, that's I remember years ago when I first heard clapping, it was recorded on Ryanair.
Ah.
I'm not really a fan of Ryanair, gonna be honest.
Last year, over 90% of our flights.
It's not comfy.
It's just not comfy with kids, right?
I don't mind.
It's different if you're nipping over, I think, a quick flight on your own. But with children, I had a horrible experience where people were pushing me over to get on the plane when I had a brand new baby in my arms, Ryanair.
They don't do that now. That was a long time ago. So
and also the priority queuing. And
no,
you're just standing.
It's much more organised now. I do remember being on the tarmac in Spain in the rain and the flight and everyone just... They were literally rugby tackling.
It's not comfy though, Hazy. Yeah. It's not a comfortable experience.
I'm okay with Ryanair. If they can get me to where I want to go and that's the only flight that's going there, you can strap me to a wing, I'll go there. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, that's got to be the promo.
More details of it. My name is Deirdre and I am a clapper.
Yay!
Not only am I a clapper, but I also liked when Ryanair would arrive early on the flight and they'd play the...
Hang up on this woman. Hang up on this woman.
Welcome. You have arrived on Ryanair flight.
Good morning, Michael O'Leary. He's a big fan of the show.
Got good taste, that's why.
Yes. Okay, finally, Kath apparently wants to... Oh, does she want to give out to me?
Oh.
Well, Hazy, you need to lighten up. It's only a clap, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
People clap because they're nervous. You know, they landed safe. They're holiday mode.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Yes.
So I don't know why you find it so cringeworthy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I find his shirts... More
we can't jump from clapping to shirts. I'll tell you what, Kath, and you're giving out to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kath.
No, Kath. Kath has a good point. No, each to their own.
No,
Hazy.
No, Kath needs to talk to Becky because, Kath, Becky is starting all of this. This is
Kath
fine
doesn't
till
mind.
Becky gets
Kath
on a flight.
Kath does not mind what Becky starts.
And I bet you Becky 0871 88 0008, if that even is
you can't
your
give out
real
your
name.
You can't give out a number in the middle of giving out.
Becky, I'll give out her number. Becky, what?
Becky?
I bet you Becky sits at the back. Becky sits in the back. I bet you Becky sits in the back. Try say that with a few drinks on you.
Bet you Becky sits in the back. There you She's go. A naughty girl.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the sort of person that starts that clapping. Starts. What's happened?
God, what's wrong with you? You just take a break. Quickly.
The skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Yeah. Don't close your eyes. Don't fade away. Don't fade away. Oh, yeah, you and me, we could ride on a star. If you stay with me, girl, we can rule the world. Yeah, you and me, we could light up the sky. If you stay by my side, we can rule the world. If walls break down,
you're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Oh my God. It's the conversations we have off air.
Yes, it is. The ones you have with yourself, Lucy. I haven't spoken to you in 3 hours.
Okay. Guys, Bambi Thug has announced a break from social media.
Good.
They're in the midst of a massive row with the EBU, which is the Eurovision Broadcasting Union. So I think bits and bobs happened. Bambi Thug is, I'm not saying bits and bobs lightly.
I know. There was controversy.
It's quite a long piece.
Yeah.
And I'm just mindful that not everybody might be interested in the ins and the outs. But needless to say, there is an ongoing fight with between Bambi Thug and the Eurovision Broadcasting Union.
It's actually so European Broadcasting Union. It's the people who run all of European Broadcasting.
It's Eurovision Broadcasting Union.
Okay, well, they've got that one wrong on the papers. Anyway, go ahead. It's our friend who runs it, Noel Curran.
Yeah, Noel Curran, yeah, who used to be the boss.
The DG in RT.
Yeah, nice guy. He hired me.
Yeah, he hired me.
Yeah,
snap.
There you are.
There you go.
And mind you, did he fire us?
No, other people fired me.
No.
More important.
Anyway, so for that reason, Bambi Thug is coming off social media. But they did say, thank you so much, everybody, for the overwhelming support.
Yes.
And they will be back. I have no doubt. This is just the beginning for Bambi Thug. But just in case you're wondering what's happening.
So I think
that's why there's no media presence.
I think
anymore.
Trying to avoid all of the controversial issues this time around with the Eurovision, especially with the Israelis in it, I think what happened was they made it worse, and this is the EBU. I think they just made it worse by trying to not make it worse. They made some appalling decisions, and I think Bambi Thug is right, and I think the Dutch lad is right as well, who's now been investigated by the police.
Yes. Now, Colm Hayes, I have to correct you. It is the Eurovision Broadcasting Union.
I'll give that to you at the moment.
Okay.
As we seek clarity from Noel himself.
Well, Noel, who's from the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, says yes, that is the correct name. Kelly Clarkson finally admits that she did use weight loss drugs.
According to Noel Curran from the Eurovision Broadcasting Union. did she?
Extreme weight loss transformation.
Is this the
60 pounds.
Ozempic.
Now, it wasn't Ozempic.
Okay.
But her fans are giving out because she said, look, I walked a lot and I cut back on carbs.
Right.
That's how I lost 60 pounds.
60 pounds?
Listen, we've worked out that 60 pounds is about 4 stone.
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
Yes.
So now she's coming out and going, okay, because people were saying there's no way in the world you could lose that amount of weight in that short space of time without medical intervention. So people were speculating that it was Ozempic, and she kept on saying, everyone thinks it's Ozempic. It's not. It's something else. So it was a weight loss drug, but she's not saying which one it was because obviously she doesn't want to promote it.
Yeah. Or
everybody's weight obsessed.
The world has always been weight obsessed, but
this Ozempic thing is very dangerous.
It is, isn't it?
It's going around the place, and it's become like gold dust. So everybody wants it because they see it as being a quick fix. But Google Sharon Osbourne and listen to what she says about it. She really regrets it now because she can't put the weight back on. And
it's for diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a side effect to it. And obviously the side effect, everyone's going, ooh, it's like the side effect to, isn't it? Aspirin is great for your heart. They never realised that. And that's okay. But the side effect to Ozempic, one of the side effects is that you lose incredible weight.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's healthy. I don't know. I'm not. Listen, I am not a doctor.
Ask
Noel Curran from the Eurovision Broadcasting
Union. Are you not a doctor?
Not a doctor. It gets me into some fine clubs, but then they find out.
That you're not a doctor.
That I'm not a doctor.
Good shot. More Celebrity Loose in the morning.
Okay.
Celebrity Loose with the Talbot Collection.
4-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work
with Trina Mara.
As I look at my spreadsheet trying to arrange summer camps for my child, it brought me back to when I was a kid and the summer project. Anybody remember that?
I grew up in Cabra West. Oh, great days down in the summer project. Going down to Butlins out on the boats, roller skating. Was I thought I was in Disneyland at the time.
There was a trip to Holyhead. Just remember standing on the top deck. I don't remember too much supervision at the time.
They'd have a talent competition. Bonnie babies and all. It was great.
I'm here every weekday morning from 10 till 2.
Classic Hits at Work with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At Vitalograph, we enable clinical trial success for some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies. Our purpose is to have an impact on the lives of people living with respiratory conditions, and we're now looking for new people to join our expanding team. We've many exciting new work opportunities at our sites in Ennis and Limerick, including data analyst and customer support advisor roles. No previous experience is required, as Vitalograph provides full training. Apply now. Just Google Vitalograph. join our team.
Go full Lidl for exclusive Lidl Plus Super Savers. Sear Bord Bia approved Irish strip loin steak was $3.99, now $3.19. Add in Irish mushrooms, 50% off, now just 59 cents. And New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc was $10.99, now $8.99. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today. Get the facts to Drink Aware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Experience the adrenaline-fueled thrill ride of the year.
This is our destiny.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I'm Furiosa.
Chris Hemsworth.
Ready, steady, go!
From mastermind George Miller.
The question is, do you have it in you to make it epic?
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. In cinemas May 24. Book tickets now. Rated 15A.
Welcome to Midlands Park Hotel, your premier four-star destination. Nestled in the heart of Ireland's majestic Midlands, immerse yourself in leisure with our newly renovated health and fitness club. Relax in our luxury rooms and indulge in award-winning dining across three restaurants. Visit MidlandsParkHotel.com to find out more.
To celebrate over 50 years in business, O'Mara Camping are advertising their fantastic range of camping accessories on radio, where you can't see them. So, they asked Fred in accounts to design a sound effect to astonish you with the amount of stuff you'll find online at omaracamping.com to go with the tent you just purchased. Here it is. Fred admits it does sound better in colour.
omaracamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
McDonald's are making small improvements to our classic burgers. Searing our 100% Irish beef patty so they're juicier. And we're serving them hotter for meltier cheese. All in new toastier buns. The classics. Now a little more. Comparison with prior classic burgers served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Tubs and Tiles sale is now on. Find huge savings on quality tiles and bathrooms. Plus, with our 3D bathroom design service, you can get your dream bathroom for less. Visit any of our showrooms nationwide or shop online at tubstiles.ie. But hurry, the Tubs and Tiles sale is on for a limited time only.
Getting to grips with a brand new smart speaker? Don't forget, you can use it to listen to your favourite radio station too. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for instant access to the home of the 80s and 90s.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
you wanna take her home. She walks like she don't care, walking on imported air. Ooh, it makes you wanna die.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. That's Blondie. It's 9:32. Let's go to the newsroom. John is there.
Thanks, Colm. Good morning. The issue of migration will top the agenda when the Cabinet meets this morning. There's now 48 tents along a section of the Grand Canal in Dublin, sheltering unaccommodated asylum seekers. According to reports, an increase from last Thursday's tally of 26. A 23-year-old man has been charged with murder following the fatal stabbing of a 39-year-old man in Salins, County Kildare, early on Sunday morning. The Cabinet will this morning consider a new targeted enterprise support package that will help retail and hospitality businesses impacted by higher costs over the past number of months and indeed years. One of three women injured in a serious assault in Dundalkin, County Louth in early May has died from her injuries at Beaumont Hospital. Israeli forces have pushed deep into Gaza's northern edge, recapturing an area from Hamas fighters. And the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Kyiv giving support to Ukraine, reiterating American support as fighting intensifies in the city of Kharkiv. Aston Villa edging in on a Champions League place after a thrilling 3-3 draw with Liverpool last night, coming from 3-1 down with 5 minutes to play. Rangers know only a victory at Dundee this evening will preserve the Scottish title race with Celtic 6 points clear. Ireland will look to secure an historic T20 series win over Pakistan. The teams have played 2 matches already, 1 apiece, heading into the decisive third and final match. And after a rest day, the Giro d'Italia resuming one of the most daunting stages of the summit of the Bocca della Selva.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
Quite significant delays all morning in many areas, with delays from Junction 5 Bray North on the N11 until Cherrywood on the M50. A breakdown has since been cleared. It's packed this morning on the Merrion Road. The traffic lights, which have been out all morning at the Ballymun Road, Santry Avenue Junction now, are being fixed. They've been out all morning, as I say. The South Ring Road westbound in Cork slow from the Jack Lynch Tunnel. A crash reported at Junction 9 Bloomfield, with rubberneckers causing delays back to Junction 8 Douglas. Also slow this morning on the Shelburne Road in Limerick towards the Kendall Road. The Dock Road heavy as well, slowing Galway Well Park Road towards the Old Dublin Road Junction. Weather-wise this morning, the chance of mist and drizzle in places. Showers will continue, some brighter spells in eastern areas, light to moderate winds. Temperatures 13 to 18 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, stay with us. It's 9:35. Stay with us. Still to come, we have that money.
We have €3,000 to give to someone who could just say, what did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
It's on the way. It's on. I think people still want to get in on clapping as
oh,
well.
No.
Baby, I love your way every day. Yeah, yeah.
stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Friday, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up the clapping, as okay. we said. Wrap and clap.
Okay, just to explain, we haven't lost the, well, we have. But we've never had the plot to lose
okay,
it. But we're talking about people who clap on an airplane when you land.
Mm.
We're trying to work out, is it to praise the pilot?
To praise the Lord.
Is it because people are relieved?
Yeah.
Because they're not good flyers?
Yeah.
Or is it because they're slightly squiffy and excited about their trip?
Okay, the sign says it's either A, relief, or B, that you're very happy about it and a little bit squiffy. We found out that the Czechs thought it was them. I've realised that it embarrasses me as a nation that we do it.
I don't care. I'm very much each their own.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm very judgy.
You're actually more judgy than me. People would think that I'm more... No, I am quite judgy
as well.
You are
too. No, I'd be more... I mean, if you were to judge us, I'd be the judgiest of the judgiest. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you'd be the judge. Yeah, we're both judgy, but you're worse.
So the Americans apparently will clap when somebody opens a bag of nuts on a flight.
Yep. Even though you shouldn't because of allergies. Sorry. Judgy.
They still give you nuts on a flight.
They don't give you nuts, do they? They shouldn't.
Of course they do.
You should never give a nut on the flight.
So there's the promo.
No. It should be pretzels.
I thought you could still get nuts on a flight.
No, with all the allergies. Good God, Colin Hayes, you're trying to kill people.
What if you're allergic to pretzels?
And if you're allergic to pretzels, then you just don't say yes to the pretzel.
Well, then just don't say yes to the nuts.
No, sorry. We don't have time to work out. Is anybody allergic to pretzels?
Oh, it's...
let's stick with the nut and the clapping.
No, the clapping.
Okay, right, just the clapping.
Just the clapping.
Fine.
Becky is back. Becky was given out to me. Becky is back.
I did try to do it one time, landing back in Dublin for the laugh, just to see if anybody joined in. A couple of people started and then went, wait, what? No, we're back home. We're not joining in. That was a bit of a, social experiment. Big failure. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend doing that one again. People looked at me like I had 3 heads.
Yeah.
So that's our friend Becky, who basically starts the clapping on most of the flights you're on.
Yeah.
So just have a look down the back. There's a naughty woman clapping.
Right.
That's Becky.
I wonder, right, how would it work out? Like, do people just, if somebody starts clapping, will other people clap? In other words,
it's contagious. It's like sneezing.
So I would clap. This is what I'm going to do next time I fly. I'm going to clap when we land, right? I'm going to clap when I get cleared at passport control, right? And then I'm going to clap when I see my bag coming off the baggage carousel. I'm going to see, do other people join in?
Okay, then, yeah. Or why don't we go to Spar? And just start clapping.
When they finish a sausage.
No, because you're all talk, because we're not going to be there with you, so we don't know if you're lying.
Oh, it'll go viral. You can be damn sure if there's some Irish lad clapping at the baggage carousel, it'll go viral.
I don't know.
John is also a clapper starter.
Hi, John.
My name's John, and I'm a clapper starter.
Oh.
I'm like that girl, Trish, at weddings.
Becky.
I've done it. I started doing this with my father in the RDS when the Mounties were over. And we had the whole RDS clapping
right
whenever we wanted to. We would just start it off.
Yes.
And they would just
finish
it off.
Yeah.
John's hilarious.
John.
Clapper. Okay, right.
He's a clapper starter.
He's a clapper starter, yeah. I understand. Sorry, who the hell is Trish?
Can I give you the other, and yes. I'll just finish with this, the other okay. most annoying clapper in the world, right?
Yeah.
And this is really annoying. So
the person who doesn't know when to stop?
No, the person who starts because they think something is finished. In other words, if you go to an opera, right? Or yes. if you go to classical music.
Oh, Hazy, that's me. I have a terrible feeling. I'm a premature clapper.
Yeah, you never know. So most of us don't know when the fifth finishes, Beethoven's the fifth. But there's always somebody and it goes, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Or in mass.
Sometimes. Why do you clap in mass? Woo, woo.
No, but like, ooh. You know the way sometimes at a wedding, you clap.
Yeah.
I never know when to clap at a wedding.
Right. Okay. No, no. I know that there's that clapper. Yeah. yeah. Never go to an
I'm
opera.
The inappropriate clapper.
The inappropriate clapper. I'm the clapper starter. We've got new people now. Oh, dear God.
Oh, this
God.
Is great. It's oh, so good this. To find like-minded weirdos,
yeah,
isn't it?
I love it.
This is why we love this show.
Okay. Where are we going? Okay, right after this, we'll give it an old shout-out for €3,000 in cash. Stay with us.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Now, this next song, I have done a cover version of myself, and Andy Bell himself from Erasure told me he loved my version. But here's Erasure's version, A Little Respect, here on the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Maybe you're walking home with a guy you really like after a night in the college bar. Or maybe you and another fella are heading back to his in a taxi after meeting in a club. Or perhaps you've gone home with someone after a really great fourth date. There are lots of times and places where we need to say what we want and what we don't want. Whatever the moment, have the consent conversation. A message from the Government of Ireland.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store, our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
Loft space doesn't have to be lost space. So make the most of all the room in your home with Astira Folding Attic Stairs. Our strong, safe and secure loft ladder systems will make your loft easily accessible whatever the layout of your home. Book an appointment during April and we'll include a free floor-mounted attic safety grab rail with your installation. Manufactured in Ireland and with nationwide installation service. Measure, make, install. Styra does it all. Visit styra.com.
Have you got the Bike Week feeling? Bike Week runs from Saturday the 11th of May to Sunday the 19th of May. So whether you want to get back on the bike or try cycling for the first time, Bike Week is for everyone. Enjoy a range of events, including community and school cycles, fun bike festivals and more. Visit bikeweek.ie for a full list of events taking place in your county. Bike Week is funded by the Department of Transport, coordinated by TFI and brought to you by the local authorities and sports partnerships.
When you choose to make your meals a little more organic, you're not just getting nutritious goodness, you're doing a lot more good too. A blissful bit of beef boosts biodiversity. That handful of local fruit and veg helps fields flourish. And a dash of dairy supports dedicated organic farmers. So whether it's a sprinkle, a drop, a side or spread, make your meals a little more organic with certified organic food and drink from Ireland. Learn more at boardbia.ie/organic.
Tubs and Tiles sale is now on. Find huge savings on quality tiles and bathrooms. Plus, with our 3D bathroom design service, you can get your dream bathroom for less. Visit any of our showrooms nationwide or shop online at tubstiles.ie. But hurry, the Tubs and Tiles sale is on for a limited time only.
Students, Limerick Tutorial College are now enrolling for full-time 5th-year and 6th-year leaving certificate programmes. The 6th-year programme is specially tailored to ensure all subjects are covered in one academic year. We pride ourselves on small classes and exceptional dedicated teachers. Places are limited, so secure your place for this September by contacting Limerick Tutorial College on 061 315522.
For weekends away. For culture vultures. Oh, wow.
Or crowd surfers! Woo!
With nationwide locations, comfort and incredible value, there's room for everyone at Travelodge. Book your stay today at travelodge.ie.
The answer is 2.
What is the question? 087-188-0008 is worth €3,000.
€3,000. Oh, sorry. okay, 087-188-0008. You've got the answer. What is the question?
Thank you.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, we're just looking for 3,000 euro to give to somebody who is in the question.
Okay, nice. I'll translate that. It's just one question, and if you get the question right, it's 3,000 euros in cash. And Justin Foley is down the road in Druids Glen, Wicklow. Justin.
Justin.
Yo, good morning, guys.
Yay! What's going on, Druids Glen?
Are you on the golf course?
I live on the golf course. I live at the back of it there. Yeah, I'm actually on the road on the way to work at the moment.
Excellent. Okay, that's a nice place to live. Druids Glen and Wicklow. That's really good. Lovely down there.
Now, it says here beside your name, Colm won't like your guess.
Oh no.
Are you going to embarrass him? Is it anything to do with his bottom?
Close. The other end of
it. In and around the bottom area.
The other end of it. Sorry.
Is the other end of it not his face?
How's the other end of my bottom my face? You've got a face like a star bottom.
Okay.
You're almost there.
Do you know what, Justin? Just do it. Come on, just
okay,
do it.
Okay, right, let's just do it.
Okay, so listen, what I think, Colm is prone to a bit of exaggeration, yeah? Oh, so we all know that.
We know that,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so... Yeah, so listen, what I think the question is, how many brain cells do you have? Now, we know the answer is one.
Yes.
We know the answer is one, but I think Colm is double that. He's went with two. So I think the answer is two.
Fantastic.
And the question is, how many brain cells?
So, Justin, you don't want this money.
No, Justin, you are good.
You've just come on here to abuse me.
Justin is also a psychotherapist, and he can tell that you need
help.
Let's see.
Hazy. Wouldn't it be amazing if he was right? Okay, let's try.
The answer is two.
How wrong you are. They haven't even located the one.
Have a great day.
I'll be back. See you
later, guys. Bye, Justin. Bye-bye. Deirdre and Cove, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Are you well?
Good.
Are you in work or are you at home?
No, I'm off today. I have a confirmation today.
Confirmation? Next week?
You sound too old.
How exciting. Yeah. What's the plan?
Yeah. We're just going to have a little party afterwards for him.
Oh, sweet. God, it's such a special day.
Did you say him? Who is it? What's his name?
Yeah, it's Sean Daly and his cousin, Caden Carey.
Two of them together. Okay. Do they have to wear their uniforms?
No, just those big robes. The white robes.
Okay, the white robes. And can they wear your Man United jersey underneath it?
Underneath it, they're Man U fans.
There you go.
Deirdre, I was in a complete hot sweat because Holly's is next Wednesday.
Oh.
And I couldn't find the candle. You know the baptism candle. So I had to order one online. This shop called Veritas. Have you got your candles?
They actually don't need them here.
You're joking. Oh my God. I was up in the attic, like searching frantically for the candle.
Sorry, one moment. Are you saying that you have to have Holly's baptismal candle?
Yeah.
The one that she got baptised with?
Yeah, and the one she used for her communion.
And they have to bring both of those out?
No, there's one. Yeah, no, it's the same one.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It is a lot of pressure. That's why I was literally last seen hanging out of the attic swinging.
You want to be down around Cove where they only have to put on an L robe and a Man New jersey.
I know, well, I'm moving to Cove tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, Deirdre, let's do this. What do we think? 3,000 euro. What is the question?
I think it's how many times do you wee at night or use the bathroom at night?
Yes, because he's currently got issues with his wim-wams.
No, I don't currently have issues.
With your wim-wams. You might have a UTI.
You can't say wim-wams when we're in the middle of a competition.
Well, yeah, we can, but this is a really good question. Okay, and we need to drink more water.
Here we go.
How?
The answer is two.
Don't be ashamed. We all wee.
Oh, that's not the question.
Now, the answer there would be about four, which is why he needs to flush it out.
Again. Deirdre, I'm really sorry.
No problem. Thanks, William.
See you later. Have a
drink. Bye, Deirdre. Bye. Okay, guys, you get two more chances to do that with Trina and then... Are you really embarrassed? I am the friend from hell. What?
No, you're from hell.
What? Because I said you...
Becky, well done, Becky. We're giving you tickets to go to the Rewind Festival. You're an amazing, you're a fantastic person, and you're a clapper starter.
Yes.
That festival takes place on Sunday the 2nd of June at St. Anne's Park.
Good luck if you're standing behind her. She's going to clap the whole
thing. Oh, God, yeah. Every time. Okay, have a great one.
Bye,
see you
guys.
Tomorrow.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
As a woman, you know your body better than anyone. But when you're looking for answers, Irish Life Health gives you access to GPs who are specialists in female health to guide you in areas like menstrual health, contraception, fertility and menopause. Our female health benefit is available on all hospital plans, like our first cover plan from just €41.92 per month. Join today. Search Irish Life Female Health. Terms and conditions apply. Irish Life Health DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Before you buy new tiles or choose bathware for your new home, take a look at what the Tile Factory Ennis Diamond offer. Because as well as a great choice of bathroom, kitchen, wall and floor tiles and a wide range of bathware, we can arrange the best deals from the leading manufacturers and guarantee to beat any quote you bring us. See our price guarantee in store today at the Tile Factory in Ennis Diamond, County Clare, or browse our entire range now at tilefactory.ie.
Enjoy a truly unique getaway and explore Inishmore on the Aran Islands. Stay in one of our Seaview bedroom chalets on the elevated grounds of the hotel, overlooking Killeany Bay and Kilronan Harbour. Experience Inishmore and the island way of life with a two-night digital detox during midweek break that's guaranteed to recharge your batteries. All for €75 B&B per person sharing per night at the Aran Islands Hotel. Call Aran Islands Hotel on 099-611-04 to book.
My name is Tony. I run my own business. I've just turned 54. I've got three teenagers at home, so between the kids and the business, it was hard to find time to meet anyone. I wanted someone in a similar situation. Intro listen. Carol has two teenagers, so she understands, and she plays golf. Perfect.
Intro matchmaking. Let us introduce you to your perfect partner.
I definitely recommend Intro to a friend, without doubt.
Call 01-677-000 or visit intro.ie.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display, plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow train station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pori Corkin and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be blooming great.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
You know, just because is a perfectly good reason to send someone you love a little something. Unpussed for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. The issue of migration once again topic.